Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Ellis, and we're here today to do a teaching today on the wonderful Holy Spirit. The title of this thing is that we're going to be teaching on today. This particular session, number one, is going to be such a blessing to so many people around the world because God has been dealing with me about the Holy Spirit for some time. And as you see behind me, it says here, Dr. Keith Ellis, Heavenly Helper, activating the Holy Spirit in your life. And today, what I want to do is I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, one of my best friends in the whole world, and I want to teach you how to activate Him in your life. He's a person. He wants to help you. He's kind, loving. He's with you all the time, and He's going to bless you as we begin this teaching today. I think somebody today is going to get a miracle in their life, a breakthrough. There's going to come a change simply because you're going to have an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and what He wants to do in your life. The Lord brought me here today with a scripture on my heart, and I want to begin it. It's in the book of Acts, and these are the acts of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, and it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly, the Holy Spirit loves to do sudden things in our life. In my life and other people's life that I talk to all the time, He loves to do sudden things. And I believe we're in a time and a season on this earth where we're going to begin to see the Holy Spirit move in sudden ways that we have never saw before in the history of time. I believe we're going to see a move of God, a revival of God that suddenly happens of signs, wonders, and miracles where people are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be teaching you about that and how to enter into that and how to activate that in your life. Some of you are in for the time of your life. It's going to be the greatest moments that you've ever had, the greatest miracles that you've ever seen, the greatest fellowship that you've ever experienced as you begin to experience the same person that I do on a daily basis, the wonderful Holy Spirit. He's my best friend, and many times we spend hours talking. Yes, I'm telling the truth, talking. I listen, and He talks to me, and then I talk back. And I want that to become a way of life for you, that you could enjoy it. So the Bible says here, when you look here in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Now, a great move of God began here with the Holy Spirit. Jesus had talked about that He had to go away, and when He would go away, the Comforter would come. The Holy Spirit would be one just like Him that would come and begin to walk with the disciples and the people of God. And thank God on that day, when that day really happened there in the book of Acts, when that power came, it changed the world forever. Jesus was limited on this earth. He could only be at one place at one time, and His life really began to change after He was 30 years old when He was baptized in the River Jordan. Had no miracles up into that time. And when the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit descended upon Him like a dove, and things began to change in His life in a very powerful, wonderful way. As that divine person, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, came upon His life, and things began to happen. I believe that when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, things begin to change in your life. Great power, great ability, and great gifts come in your life. And in these sessions, we're going to be teaching you how to have that ability, how to have that power, how to have that miracle. There's an anointing flowing here right now. It just come in here like I've never felt before, as the mighty Holy Spirit loves for me to talk about Him. And when I do, He just comes in. I can feel Him right now. In fact, somebody even watching this and listening to this right now, I see it in the Spirit because I'm a prophetic seer. I operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as I was looking right now, I saw somebody with a respiratory condition being healed that's watching this. The mighty Holy Spirit is so excited because I'm letting Him out in this place, this studio that we're in. And I believe you're going to begin to see a great change, and it's going to be a sudden change. You're going to be amazed at what God does in that respiratory system. Also, what I saw just then, just clear as a bell, it was just so clear, as I saw a person with a bad knee. And this knee has been causing them great problems. I see inflammation in that knee. And that's the operation of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge. I'm seeing in the Spirit now, and I'm seeing very well. And I see that there behind this knee, there's some fluid, and there's some damage still in this knee. There's some real redness in this knee. And I want to tell you something. God right now is healing that knee. We're going to get a testimony off that knee and off that respiratory infection. And also, there's someone that's being troubled by spirit. The spirit comes, and it's not a Holy Spirit. It's not a good spirit, but it's a spirit from the enemy. And I want to say right now, I feel this for the Holy Spirit saying, because of this great anointing that's here right now, I mean, it is flowing in this studio. I mean, anything can happen when this kind of power comes. The power that came on the day of Pentecost. And I want to tell you something, that spirit is bound and it's going to the feet of Jesus, and it's time of aggravating and troubling and agitating whoever I'm talking to. It's going to be gone. There's going to be brain fog that's going to leave where you've been having a hard time thinking and doing the things you want to do. Your mind is going to become alert from what I'm seeing, and you're going to be so quick as the Holy Spirit begins to quicken things in your life. So what we're seeing here today is I already begun. You know, I'm a prophetic seer. That was what I was prophesied over many times as a young boy coming up. And this was the scripture that was given to me, and it was found in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, and 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And I want to tell you this. God is already starting to tell me that He's activating people right now. I'm going to pray activation during these sessions. I'm going to pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for you to have your prayer language. I'm going to pray all the gifts will be resident in you. You'll move in signs and wonders and miracles for this end time revival. But what I know more than anything else, that's just like God gave me that Samuel anointing. And many prophets said it to me. From the time I was 5, I began to have those dreams and encounters. And you know what? What they said over me has happened in my life, that when the Lord gives me a dream, it is 100% and my words do not fall to the ground. And I have been established over the years. In fact, I just want to say this, that the last few weeks, so many prophetic words, some overnight have come to pass that I've given to people all over the country. So I want to say, this is something that God has provided for us for today. It happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. Jesus had went away. He had invited, you know, He appeared to over 500 brethren at one time and invited them into this experience. And we find that only 120 went to that upper room. So others thought, well, you know, maybe I don't need it, or maybe I'm busy. But there was 120 that went to that upper room, and they tarried, they stayed, they believed what Jesus had said. And you know what? When that time had fully came, 10 days later, they were praying. They didn't know the hour, the time, or the day. They just knew to stay in that place until they were endued with power from on high. And you know what? You get to thinking about that, and you remember about how Jesus Himself, you know, He lived for 30 years, and He didn't do any miracles. You know, He was just, you know, Jesus. He was loving. He was working. He was doing what He was. And then all of a sudden, one day, He was led, and, you know, He was in the River Jordan, and He was being baptized, and the heavens opened up. And suddenly, at that particular moment of time, after He had waited, we find out that the Spirit of God descended on Him, the Holy Spirit, like a dove, and remained. And I want to say this. You see, the same thing happened. He's telling them, now you go, and you go to this upper room in Jerusalem, and you wait. And you wait on the promise that the Father has given, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they did just like Jesus. They didn't have to wait 30 years, but they waited 10 days, you know, in that upper room. And they were there waiting and believing and hanging on and praying. I don't know what they were doing at the moment he came, but when he came, everybody knew it. It affected everybody in that room. They would never be the same again. And when you've got a heavenly helper helping you in your life, when you know that you've got the greatest power on earth living on the inside of you, I mean, there's nothing on this planet more powerful than the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the one that comes to this planet. He's the one that comes inside of you when you ask Jesus into your heart. He's the one that gives you the power to endure, the power to go through things, the power of direction. He's the one that sustains us in very hard times, and He's the greatest power on the planet. If you begin in the book of Genesis, you'll find out that in the very beginning, the first book of the Bible, who do we find there? We find that in the very beginning, there was chaos. The earth was in chaos. It was void. It was dark. And the Holy Spirit is moving, just like He's moving in this studio right now. I believe things are happening in this studio that even right now and across this network, I believe things are happening right now that you thought were impossible. You did not realize that I would be here today be prophesying to you and talking about the Holy Spirit, our heavenly helper who's come to activate things in our life. One thing He's activating is somebody's going to live a long life. Somebody, their body's going to be healed. In fact, I think they're going to be renewed like the eagle. Their youth is going to start getting, they're going to start getting vitality. I just feel strength coming into someone right now by the powerful Holy Spirit. And Jesus, you know, what He did, you know, He waited and He was waiting on God's time, and He goes to the River Jordan, the heavens opened up, and, you know, the Father said, "This is My Son in whom I'm well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descends like a dove. He gently came upon Him. And, you know, the Bible teaches us that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by My Spirit. This Holy Spirit, this heavenly helper, says the Lord. And I believe that you're about to see such a change in your life. I really feel like this to the students that are listening out there, to the people that are trying to grasp this and get a hold of this. There's so many things the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. I was just thinking as I was standing here how my wife is in this audience today, and how that 7 years ago, my wife had 20 minutes to live. In the emergency room with a team of doctors, 20 minutes is all she had. They said, "Get your children here quick. Your wife, you know, her blood pressure's gone to nothing. She only has 20 minutes to live. You know, her hemoglobin is the lowest we've ever seen a person still be living." And you know what? In that room with those doctors and them all shaking their heads and walking away, said, "This is it. This is it." And, you know, this is it. It's over for her. My wife, something came inside her, and it was the Holy Spirit that lives inside us. It rose up, and she said a scripture, "I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord." And you know what? I turned around and listened to what she said, and I listened to what they were saying, and they were shocked, and she just kept saying it. And that night, my wife said that over 1,000 times. When she got so weak, she couldn't even speak no more, she thought the word. And God knows our thoughts. The Holy Spirit knows our thoughts. And she thought the word over 1,000 times. And you know what? Now here it is, 7 years later, she has got better and better and better. In fact, she drove me quite a few hours to get here today, because God, the Holy Spirit that's on this earth, He's the performer. He performs what's going on in our lives. When we see these great miracles that we see, like I saw the other night, a blind person's eye open. When we see people that are totally deaf, like the man, I put my hands on his ears and pow, pow, he could hear. And he said, "The noise is so loud, I've never been able to hear." When we see that person, like the man that was in the wheelchair, and all of his veins in his legs because of an accident were gone. He had no flow, no blood flow, and suddenly they're recreated. When we see the man who was cut in two from cancer in the prostate, and he had no feeling from his waist down, and I walked up and said, "The Holy Spirit that's on me and upon me is coming upon you." And then the other night in the store, a man tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around, and there stood that man that the Holy Spirit had raised him up, just like the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is going to raise some of you up. I believe those of you that have been let down are about to be lifted up. I believe those of you that have been discouraged are about to be encouraged. I believe those of you that have been just weak in your body, let the weak say, "I'm strong," because you have the greatest power in the world, on the planet, inside you. And that power inside you just wants you to let Him out. And you know, that's what I've learned about the Holy Spirit, is every day I get along with the Holy Spirit, and He's my friend, and He has a voice, and He talks to me, and I talk back to Him, and He tells me the secret and the mysteries about the things of God. He reveals it to His servants, the prophets, but also He reveals it to other people. I was in a service not long ago in a church, and they had a huge prayer line for me to pray for the people. I'm not the healer, and I'm not the miracle worker, but the one that lives inside me is the healer and the miracle worker. They brought a man before me who was paralyzed, and one of his eyes was totally gone, totally blind, couldn't see nothing. His face was hanging down, and I felt the Holy Spirit just come, just like I feel Him right here. Just this heavenly helper came and began to activate me, from the inside. I had yielded to Him for about a three-day fast, and as I yielded, He began to able to work through me, out through me. In the Old Testament, we read the Holy Spirit was busy, but He came on the outside of people. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit dwells within us, this heavenly helper. We've got help on board. If we would just realize that we have so much help on the inside of us, and He wants to get out, and He wants to help others. And I'm so thankful that as I was in that service, I could feel Him moving out of me with such great power and great glory. I mean, great faith came upon me because He's a faith igniter. That's one thing He does, is bring great faith in our life. And I looked at this man, and I walked up to him, and I said, I command the blind eye to open. I command the paralysis to leave, where this whole side is not working anymore. I command your face to straighten up. And I looked at the man, and he was no better. But inside me, I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit and said, He just said, you keep praying down the line. I'm moving now. I'll take care of this. Many times I see the Holy Spirit, I'll say, in 30 seconds, you'll be healed. In 20 seconds, in 1 minute, well, God, you'll be healed. In 1 second, I've said a lot of times, in 1 second, it'll be gone. And it happens over and over and again because I hear the Holy Spirit's voice. I've made a lifetime of communicating and building a relationship and a friendship with the Holy Spirit. So He works in my life that way. It's like a marriage, a husband and wife. They have to communicate. They begin to know each other. And that's the way I've worked my life, working with the Holy Spirit, is He wants me to know Him. He wants me to yield to Him. And every day I get up and I repent, because I believe that's one of the greatest keys in the world. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. And so I get up every day. The first thing I do, Lord, if I've sinned against You, or whether I have not, I just want to repent. I want to start the day off with repentance. The second thing I do is I say, Holy Spirit, I want You to fill me fresh today. I've just gotten up, and Lord, I just want to feel You. I want to fill me to the top. Lord, just let me be running so these rivers of living water will flow out of me. And you know what He does? He does it. And then I just get real still, and I listen to Him. David went in and sat before the Lord, and I'd go in and I just sat before, and I say, Holy Spirit, You're here. You're God. You're inside me. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit that Paul talked about. Now, Lord, speak, for Your servant heareth. And I just wait. Sometimes He speaks to me within minutes. Sometimes it may take an hour, 2 hours. And so I wait till I make sure I have the time, because I don't want to leave till I hear a word from Him. And if you press in like that long enough, you'll begin to hear the voice, that sweet, kind, loving, gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm standing in front of this guy. I've said the prayer that I knew. Quietly said, I didn't scream or jump around or holler. I mean, that's fine if that's what you do. That's just not what I do. I just said a prayer, and I didn't see anything. So I looked inward into me, and I kind of looked inside. I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, is there anything I'm missing? He said, just keep praying. A lot of people are waiting on you. Keep praying. This one will be fine. And so I went down and I prayed for the lines of people. And then I finished and I went back and I was going to preach a message. And as I got up and I was preaching, I said, I would like for everybody in here just to come and shake hands, and especially with all the sick people here. Many of them are healed. Some of them haven't got theirs yet, but they will. And this is what happened. I saw a little bitty boy, just a little boy. And I saw him walk over to the man that I had prayed for, that had the blind eye, the drawn face. He was paralyzed on one side. And he walked, and I could hear him over the crowd as they were shaking hands and fellowshipping. And the little boy said to the man, he said, so you didn't get healed yet? And he was just a little bitty boy. And the man just shook his head, no. He said, well, don't worry, because in just a minute, you're going to be totally healed. You know, this little boy, I had led this little boy to the Lord. This little boy had gotten filled with the Holy Spirit. And so what I didn't pick up, this little, see, God can take out of the mouth of babes, God could take a little child that had been born again, accepted Jesus. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Took this little boy to bring a prophetic word. When he said that, the man couldn't hardly smile because his face was so, but he had a little grin, and I saw a sparkle come in his eyes. So I just left it alone. He said, you know what? You will be healed because the Holy Spirit is in here. And boy, and everybody was talking about the Holy Spirit's power, just like it's in this studio right now. And you know what happened? I was preaching along, and all of a sudden, the man that was paralyzed just stood up. And as he stood up, his face straightened up. And as his face straightened up, his blind eye opened, and he began to cry out to God. And he said, I want to thank the Holy Spirit. Something warm just blew upon me and came through me. And immediately, I knew I was healed. Immediately, my eye began to come into focus that's been blind. Immediately, my face began to straighten up. And that man got up and began to walk around and give God the glory and God the thanks. If you want the Holy Spirit to begin to move in your life, I believe one of the keys to me is you got to be excited about the Holy Spirit. You've got to realize that you've got somebody in, you know, He's on board in your life, somebody that's got the power to do anything you need, anytime, day or night. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He's with you all the time. He's there right with us to go with us. Now, on the day of Pentecost, when that time fully came, you know, Jesus waited 30 years, and then His time came in the River Jordan. And now He tells them to wait. He says, you go wait. It's your turn now. He's given them, you know, He knows what He did. He waited until the right time. I believe it's somebody's right time right now. I believe it's your right time for a miracle. I believe it's the right time for a season change in your life. I believe it's the right time to see your mate healed. I believe it's the right time to get a financial breakthrough. I believe it's the right time right now. And I'm teaching you under a mighty anointing that's falling all over me. And it's coming from within me. And I know you're feeling it out there. Because I love this about the Holy Spirit. Because the more I get to know Him, the more I get to understand Him. That He has emotions and He has feelings. And you know what? He can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I mean, He knows what we're going through. And the more I get to know Him, you know, one day I was having kind of a bad day, and I was like, you know, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, I'm going through this. And He said, I'm going through it with you. And boy, that just got me so encouraged. He said, I'm here with you, right here. And it was just, I was like, whoa, that still small voice just came up. I'm going through this with you, and everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. That's the kind of person that we have on board, this divine heavenly helper, this heavenly helper that's being activated right now in your life. Some of you are feeling a warmth on you right now. I literally feel it on me. Some of you are feeling a wind blow on you. Some of you are feeling a shaking or a power. You know, all these kind of things happen, different people, different ways, but this Holy Spirit works with our personality, the way we are. I've seen people sit there because the Holy Spirit is so personal. I've seen Him go to people that they didn't like, you know, raising their hands or shouting, but I've seen Him gently go and touch that person, and they come up to me after everybody was going to say, I was sitting there, and you were talking about the Holy Spirit and how He's the miracle worker, and He's the standby, and He's the paraclete. Cletus, and He's the one called alongside, and He won't never leave us. And I was sitting there thinking about all the good things you said and how kind and good and interested He was in us, in each one of us personally. And I began to think about Him, and I began to get a little bit excited. I don't have a whole lot of emotions. I'm not an emotional person. But as I did, I felt something come on me. And that tumor that I had in the top of my chest, it's gone. It's totally disappeared. I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want everybody to know, but I want you to understand that what you're teaching is pleasing to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has become active in our life. One thing we need to realize that our first in the Bible, the first time we see the Holy Spirit, when the earth is, you know, it's void and it's dark and it's without form, you know, and God's just there, the Holy Spirit's moving. First, He's active, and He is a person that's in action right now. I feel this right now to say this to somebody. He is in action right towards you right now. He's going to help you. And as we begin to study more about Him and the gifts that He brings and the things that He does, so one of the greatest gifts He ever brought me was, I do see a lot of miracles in my life. The second greatest gift that I think he ever gave me was the gift that, like Samuel had, a seer prophet, that I can not only see things, but I can prophesy things. And especially if I get them in a dream. If I get them in a dream, they're just 100%. And, you know, I had a dream the other night that I saw a globe. And I actually told it to a friend of mine first that day, and then I went and closed my eyes, and I went on there. I saw the earth, and it was like a globe sitting out in outer space. Then I saw an amber light coming up behind it. And I realized when I saw that the light was about to come back to this planet like we've never saw it. I really believe that God is saying, arise and shine, for the light has come in someone's life today, because that's what the Holy Spirit does, is bring light into our life. We begin to understand things that we never understood before. You know, he's got the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and, boy, truth. He's all truth. And, you know, the enemy tells us stuff that's just, you know, it's not never the truth. He's the father of lies. But when the Holy Spirit tells you something, you can count on it, because he is the spirit of truth. And today, as we look at the book of Acts and we understand this is really the acts of the Holy Spirit, that we see what God did with those men of God, those women of God, as they waited there in that upper room. Do you know that I can say this, and I can honestly say this, that I have seen every miracle in the book of Acts happen in my ministry, in my life. And I think I'm so grateful that many people ask me sometimes, say, you know, Pastor Keith, why? You know, why do you get all these miracles? Why does all this happen? And I always say the same thing. It's because of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of me. I follow His direction. I follow His lead. I yield to Him. And, you know, as I yield to Him and follow what He's, you know, He wants to do in my life, and I'm closing up with this session one, and I'm fixing to go into session two. But I want to tell you something. Some of you right now are feeling something that you didn't feel before, and it's a good feeling, because He brings good feelings into our life. I just want to pray for you just a minute right now. Father, in Jesus' name, this mighty Holy Spirit that's touching me so strong right now, this electricity that's running through my body, this warmth that I'm feeling, Lord, this prophetic, you know, announcement that I've just given, Lord, we feel like the Holy Spirit that we talked about in the book of Acts is acting right now. Our Heavenly Helper is activating people's lives right now. Many of them will be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit as they watch this broadcast. Many are going to be healed and delivered. Many of them are going to get a new outlook on life. Many things are going to turn around for them. I believe this is going to be the greatest year in somebody's life that they've ever had. I don't care what you've been going through to this point. This is going to be a good year for you before it's over. I think God has saved the best till now, and the best of the best is about to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Comforter, for the Holy Spirit that you've sent into our life. Bless the people watching today in a powerful, powerful way. May they feel what I feel. May they be touched by the Holy Spirit like I've been touched all these years. And may they understand His friendship is the greatest friendship they could ever have. He understands us, He knows us, and He loves us. And my prayer is that soon they will move to a new level that they've never been before because of this activation with the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.